Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. According to AAA, the average price for gas in South Dakota is nearing $2 a gallon. That's a fall of 42% from the 2014 high of $3.60 in July. And while this is good news for the pocketbook, it's not so good news for traffic safety. According to some studies, cheaper gas results in more crashes and fatalities. Dr. Kwangching Chi is state demographer and associate professor and director of the Rural Life and State Census Center at SDSU. Before coming to South Dakota, he was a sociology professor at Mississippi State University, and he's been analyzing the relationship between gas prices and road fatalities, and he joins us on the line. And Kwangching, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you for having me here.
Are there more traffic fatalities and crashes when gas prices fall simply because people are driving more as prices drop?
Well, that's part of the story. It is also came because people driving in a less safe manner. So both the crash number and the crash rate go down.
So people are
I'm sorry, go up. When gasoline price go down, the crash number, the crash rate will go up.
So the gas prices have a direct impact on the way people drive then. It's not just that they're driving more, they're just driving more recklessly?
Kind of. Yes. So if we think about this way, if we think about gasoline price go up a lot in a very short time period, this is what happened in the summer of 2008. So that could force drivers to think about how to reduce gas expense. So one thing related is the fuel energy, the fuel economy. So we know that on highways, the most fuel efficient speed is about 40 to 60 miles. And if we drive in that range, that save gas, but that we also increase driving safety. We also know that if we drive, we speed up slowly, that save gas. If we push the brake slowly, that save gas. Those all are safer driving behaviors.
So the correlation is there that people just, when they're trying to conserve gas, then the way they're driving is just simply more safe.
Correct.
Do your studies show any numbers on, you know, how many more traffic fatalities there are as gas prices fall?
Yes, we have studied using data from Minnesota, Mississippi, and Alabama. Based on the Minnesota study, we found that for 20 cents gas price drop, that would translate into 15 additional fatal crashes.
15?
Yes, in Minnesota.
Now, how did you come up with these conclusions for these studies? What was the data that you were using?
For Minnesota, we used the traffic fatality data from 1998 to 2007, for 10 years data. We considered not only the gas price, we also looked at some other possible factors like alcohol consumption, seatbelt usage, the economy. So we controlled for some other variables.
Now you mentioned the alcohol. So that also has when you're talking about drunk driving. So what impact does gas price? What do gas prices have on that?
Yeah, when we look at the drunk driving crashes, this is not for the Minnesota study. This is for the Mississippi study, we found that gas price also has association with drunk driving crashes. Higher gasoline prices are associated with fewer drunk driving crashes. But the effect is not as much as alcohol consumption has. Alcohol consumption has a stronger association with the drunk driving crashes.
It sounds like this goes back then to being a part of the reckless behavior or the more reckless driving that happens as gas prices fall.
Well, this would have related to the it's a drunk driving crashes. So we look specifically at only the drunk driving crashes. And for alcohol consumption, actually has a stronger effect with more severe crashes than less severe crashes. So even if gasoline price go up, it will not help that much with stopping heavy drinkers from drunk driving. it could even have a more severe effect, which could have this psychological effect. You know, the higher gasoline price go up so high within such a short time period, makes the body so tight, so that could even makes heavy drinkers drink even more. But this is just a guess. You know, we do not have numbers to show this.
Now, in your studies in looking at the gas price effects on traffic safety, do such factors as age or gender make a difference?
We did not find a big difference in terms of gender difference, but we do find a big difference by age. Overall, if we look at all the drivers together, all the crashes together, it takes about 9 to 10 months for the effect to take place. But for the teenager drivers, the effect can happen immediately. So if a gasoline price drop 20 cents today, you can see a crash rate go up, or crash number will go up tomorrow very quickly. The possible reason is that the teenager drivers, they often participate in activities such as in team sports or gym workouts, which could be the first thing to be reduced when teenagers or their parents face financial pressure. We also found something interesting in terms of age variation is for the adult drivers, those who are 25 to 34 years old. For this age group, gasoline price has no any effect on the crash. The reason is that this age group, they generally just entering the job market and creating families. Those responsibilities often preclude a reduction in the amount of driving.
Mm-hmm. So if they have more responsibilities, again, that gets back to safer driving practices?
Well, the message here is for this age group, 25 to 34, a gasoline price is not going to change it's not going to change the chance as well as the number of crash, simply because, you know, although gasoline price is something that we care about, but the job responsibility and family responsibilities, those are more important to take care before think about the gasoline price.
Have you also studied the impact of gas prices on traffic safety in cities versus rural areas?
Yes. We have compared the effects in rural versus urban areas, and we found that the effect is stronger in rural areas than in urban areas. The reason is that this is an income effect. So in general, rural drivers have relatively lower income level than urban drivers. So when gasoline price increased by a similar amount, that could be a bigger pain for rural areas than for urban areas. So it has a stronger effect in the rural areas than in urban areas.
Well, Quang-Ching Chi, how long have you been analyzing this relationship between gasoline prices and traffic safety and traffic fatalities?
We have been working on this for the past 6 years.
What now? How many studies are there out there on this relationship? Is this something that others have been doing as well?
Yes, we have published 5 peer-reviewed journal articles so far. I know there are some other studies. I would say probably there are no more than 20 studies in the world, including ours.
In the world, so there have been studies for, you know, outside of the U.S. as well.
Correct.
Are the results different as you get outside of the U.S.?
The direction is the same. It is always that hard gasoline price is associated with higher level of traffic safety. The number varies from one region to another, from one country to another. Some found a more severe effect, some found less severe effect.
For you personally, what do you find most interesting or fascinating about looking into this relationship between gas prices and traffic safety?
For me, it is the intermediate factors. Is what are the factors happening between? So why gasoline price change would affect traffic safety? So there are some this. Just think about how we would respond as a consumer. Let me give you just a little bit of background how we started this research. So this research started in the summer of 2008. That was when the gasoline price went up a dollar, almost, I can't remember the exact number, went up a lot in a few weeks. So as a consumer, really, I feel the pain. And I talk with my wife, talk with my friends about what we can do to cut gasoline price, to cut gasoline expense. So we figured out several ways we can handle this. One is we drive less. Basically means we drive fewer mileage. And in order to do that, we could reduce the travel frequency at the distance. We can convert single-purpose trips to multiple-purpose trips. Like every day, you know, we go to work. Like now, it's $2 per gallon. So we probably feel more relaxed in terms of driving. We go work, we go home, we then go shopping, we go home. If I think something I need, I go to grocery store immediately without thinking about I want to wait until the weekend to do all the shopping together. So that's one way we handle it. And the second way is for people who live in big cities where public transportation is available, you know, when gasoline price go up, we could consider switch from personal vehicle to public transportation or do carpool. And then another way is to buy a few efficient vehicle, buy a hybrid. And then another way is to drive in a more fuel-efficient manner, like driving more slowly, speeding up slowly, pushing the brake slowly, which all we are in turn to lead to a higher level of traffic safety. And over the long term, for people who live in big cities, they could also consider move closer to work. That will also save gas. So it's the part that really is the intermediate factors makes me the most interested in this research.
In looking at this research and these studies, do you think that there are any public policy implications?
Yes, there are public implications here, but it's kind of tricky here. So, you know, if we think about this, so it's really, if the goal here is to reduce traffic accidents, if that's the ultimate goal, then increasing gasoline tax might be an option. The additional tax revenue could be invested in a mass transit system and transportation infrastructure improvement. But you know, as a consumer, nobody likes higher gasoline price. And increasing gasoline price could lead to inequality issue. Higher gasoline price affect lower income and minority groups, as well as the middle class. But the higher income drivers would continue to drive no matter how high gasoline price become. So this is kind of a complicated issue here.
Well, Kwang Ching, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday and share some of the information from your studies.
Oh, my pleasure.